وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. It is mentioned in Al-Qawl al-Badi. Hazrat Shaykh Ahmad bin Mansur alayhi rahma passed away. Someone from Shiraz in Iran seen him in a dream standing in the mihrab of the central masjid dressed in a heavenly garment, wearing a crown studded with pearls on his head. The person who witnessed the dream asked, "O Shaykh, how are you?" Shaykh Ahmad bin Mansur alayhi rahma replied, "Allah Almighty pardoned me, placed a crown on my head and entered me into paradise." "For what reason were you honored?" he was asked. He alayhi rahma replied, "I would invoke peace and blessings on the King of Medina, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam." It is mentioned in Uyunul Hikayat, a publication of Maktabatul Medina. Hazrat Shakik bin Ibrahim alayhi rahma said, "Once we were in a gathering with Hazrat Ibrahim bin Adham alayhi rahma. A man passed by us without giving salam. Ibrahim bin Adham alayhi rahma asked, 'Is that not so and so?' When someone told him yes, he alayhi rahma said to a man in the gathering, 'Catch up with him and ask him that Ibrahim bin Adham said, why did you not greet us? Are you upset with us for some reason?' That man said in reply, 'By Allah, my wife has just given birth and I do not have anything. So I passed by unaware of my surroundings.' The man returned to Hazrat Ibrahim bin Adham alayhi rahma and told him his reply. Ibrahim bin Adham alayhi rahma commented, 'Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. How is it that we were unaware about the condition of our friend until his condition deteriorated to this point?' Ibrahim bin Adham alayhi rahma then said to a man who was present, 'Go to so and so and borrow 2 dinars from him. Then go to the market and buy whatever is possible with a dinar. Then go and give him and also the other dinar too.' His companion said, 'I went to the market and bought whatever I could with 1 dinar and then went to the man's house. I knocked on the door and his wife asked from inside, "Who is it?" I replied, "I need to see your husband." She said, "He is not here right now." I said, "Then open the door and go inside into parda." She opened the door and we took whatever we carried on the camel inside her house and gave her the 2nd dinar too. She asked, "Who sent all this?" I said, "Your brother in Islam, Ibrahim bin Adham alayhi rahma." She then prayed, "Ya Allah, do not forget what happened today from Ibrahim alayhi rahma and never turn your mercy away from him." When Hazrat Ibrahim bin Adham alayhi rahma was told about the supplication on his behalf, he was overjoyed like never before. When in the darkness of the night, the husband of that poor woman returned home empty-handed and seen all the food, he was left dumbstruck. His wife came forward and handed him the other dinar too. He asked, "Who had sent all this?" When his wife told him about Hazrat Ibrahim bin Adham alayhi rahma, the poor man prayed, "Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, honor him with a great reward and never take your mercy away from him." Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear brothers in Islam, Hazrat Ibrahim bin Adham alayhi rahma, who stands out like a shining star amongst the awliya-i kiram. Hazrat Ibrahim bin Adham alayhi rahma's conversion from the life of this world came about in this manner. He was the king of Balkh, currently Afghanistan, with the world under his command. 40 mounted guards with golden swords went before and after him. One night he was asleep upon his royal couch. At midnight, the roof of the apartment shook, as if someone was walking on it. "Who is there?" he shouted. "A friend," was the reply. "I have lost a camel and I'm searching for it." "Fool, who looks for a camel on the roof?" "Heedless one," answered the voice, "who seeks God in silken clothes asleep on a golden couch?" These words filled his heart with terror. A flame burned within him and he could not sleep anymore. When day came, he sat on his throne, thoughtful and confused. His courtiers stood in their places. His slaves were drawn up in ranks. General audience was proclaimed. Suddenly, an old man with impressive demeanor entered the chamber, so awesome to look upon that none of the royal retinue or servants dared ask him his name. The tongues of all clove to their hearts, clove to their throats. He advanced solemnly till he stood before the throne. "What do you want?" demanded Ibrahim bin Adham alayhi rahma. "I have just come into this hotel," said the man. "This is not a hotel. This is my palace. Are you mad?" shouted Ibrahim bin Adham alayhi rahma. "Who owned this palace before you?" asked the man. "My father," Ibrahim alayhi rahma replied. "And before him, my grandfather. And before him, so and so. And before him, the father of so and so." "Where have they all gone?" asked the man. "They have gone. They are dead," Ibrahim alayhi rahma replied. "Then is this not a hotel which one man enters and another leaves?" These words left Hazrat Ibrahim bin Adham alayhi rahma stunned. He alayhi rahma ran over to him and asked him who he was. He replied that he was Hazrat Khizr alayhi salam, and then vanished. The flame burned more fiercely still in Ibrahim bin Adham alayhi rahma's soul, and the anguish within him increased every moment. Visions by day were followed by hearing voices by night, equally mysterious and incomprehensible. "Saddle my horse," Ibrahim said. "I will go out to hunt. I know not what this thing is that has come upon me." His horse was saddled and he proceeded to the chase. Headlong, he galloped across the desert. It was as if he knew not what he was doing. In the bewilderment, he became separated from his troops. Suddenly, he heard a voice. "Wake up!" Afraid, he pretended not to have heard it and rode on. A second time the voice came, but he heeded it not. A third time he heard the same and hurled himself farther away. Then the voice sounded a fourth time, "Wake up before you are stricken awake." He now lost all self-control. At that instant, a deer appeared. Hazrat Ibrahim bin Adham alayhi rahma turned and prepared to give chase. The deer turned around and spoke to him. "Was it for this that you were created? Or is this what you were commanded?" "Ah, what is this that has come upon me?" Ibrahim bin Adham alayhi rahma cried. As he turned his face from the deer, he heard the same words issuing from his saddle. Terror and fear possessed him. The revelation became clearer yet from Allah Almighty, will to complete the transaction. A third time the self-same voice proceeded from the collar of his cloak. The revelation was thus consummated and the heavens were opened unto him. Sure, faith was now established in him. He dismounted all his garments and the horse itself. Then he saw a shepherd, wearing rough-spun clothes and a cap of wool, driving his sheep before him. Looking closely, Hazrat Ibrahim bin Adham alayhi rahma saw that the man was a slave of his. Stopping him, he bestowed on him his gold embroidered cloak and bejeweled cap, together with the sheep, and took from him his clothes and hat of felt. These he donned himself, and all the angelic host stood gazing on Ibrahim bin Adham alayhi rahma. "What a kingdom has come to the son of Adham alayhi rahma," they cried. "He has cast away the filthy garments of the world and has donned the glorious robes of poverty." Even so, he proceeded on foot to wander over mountains and endless deserts, lamenting over his sins, absorbed in worship, until he came to a place called Marv, which is nowadays Turkmenistan, the border of Afghanistan. There he saw a man who had fallen from the bridge and was about to perish, swept away by the river. Ibrahim bin Adham alayhi rahma shouted from afar as he was falling from the bridge into the river, "Ya Allah, protect him!" The man remained suspended in the air until helpers arrived and drew him up. They were astonished at Hazrat Ibrahim bin Adham alayhi rahma. "What man is this?" they cried. Hazrat Ibrahim bin Adham alayhi rahma departed from that place and marched on to Nishapur, northern Iran. There he searched from a desolate corner where he might busy himself with obedience to God. In the end, he hit upon the famous cave where he dwelt for 9 years. 3 years in each apartment. Who knows what occupied him there through the nights and days, for it needed a mighty man of uncommon substance to be able to be there alone by night. Every Thursday, he would climb above the cavern and collect a bundle of firewood. The next morning, he would set out for Nishapur and there sell the brushwood. Having performed the Friday prayer, he would buy bread with the money he had gained, give half to a beggar, and use half himself to break his daily fast. So he did every week. My dear brothers in Islam and viewers of Madani Channel, after Hazrat Ibrahim bin Adham alayhi rahma had abandoned the throne, the leaders and rulers of Balkh repeatedly appealed to him to return. However, Hazrat Ibrahim bin Adham alayhi rahma never again accepted the throne. He left the dunya and he came towards the deen. Once along the river banks, Hazrat Ibrahim bin Adham alayhi rahma was sowing his tattered shawl when some royal courtiers appeared and appealed to him to come back. They were saddened by his pitiful and tattered state and wondered what he had gained by having sacrificed the throne of Balkh. Hazrat Ibrahim bin Adham alayhi rahma threw his needle into the river and said, "You are ministers of a country and rulers, retrieve my needle." When they obviously were unable, he addressed the fishes in the river and commanded them to bring his needle. Innumerable fishes simultaneously appeared on the surface of the water, each with a needle of gold in its mouth. None of the fish had his original needle. He commanded that his original needle be retrieved. A tiny fish surfaced with his needle in its mouth. Hazrat Ibrahim bin Adham alayhi rahma took the needle and then said, "My kingdom now extends over the whole world. What can I do with your insignificant kingdom?" Once, while sitting on Mount Abu Qubais with a companion, he said that there are some servants of Allah Azza wa Jal whose command causes a mountain to move. As he said this, the mountain shook. Hazrat Ibrahim bin Adham alayhi rahma commanded, "Be stationary. I was narrating an episode, not issuing an instruction." The mountain became calm. Once he asked a buzurg who was a master of miracles, "What profession have you adopted for your livelihood?" The buzurg replied, "I eat whatever comes my way. If there is nothing, I adopt sabr, patience." Ibrahim bin Adham alayhi rahma replied, "This is what the city dogs do too. The proper attitude is to sacrifice what you obtain and adopt patience." Once somebody asked him, "Whose worshipper are you?" On hearing this, Hazrat Ibrahim bin Adham alayhi rahma shuddered and collapsed to the floor. When he gained consciousness, he recited the verse, "In kullu man fis samawati wal ard illa atir rahmani abda." Translation from Kanzul Iman: "All who are in heavens and earth, they shall come to the most affectionate and bondman." When the man asked why he did not answer in the beginning, Hazrat Ibrahim bin Adham alayhi rahma said, "If I say that I am Allah's slave, I fear because of my inability to fulfill the rights of serving him. How can then I claim to be a slave? If I say that I am not his slave, I fear the danger of kufr." For many years, my dear brothers, he lived in the wilderness. Sometimes he sold firewood and sometimes he worked in someone's orchard. Once, a policeman approached him whilst he was employed in an orchard and demanded a fruit. Hazrat Ibrahim bin Adham alayhi rahma refused. The policeman struck him with a whip on the head. Hazrat Ibrahim bin Adham alayhi rahma lowered his head and said, "The head which has disobeyed Allah deserved to be thrashed." Hearing this expression, the policeman fell to his feet and apologized. Hazrat Ibrahim bin Adham alayhi rahma replied, "The head for which apologies would be offered has been left in Balkh." Some people came and complained that a lion was blocking the road. Hazrat Ibrahim bin Adham alayhi rahma went up to the lion and said, "O Abul Harith, if you have been commanded by Allah Almighty, then act accordingly, otherwise clear off." The lion immediately walked away. People asked Hazrat Ibrahim bin Adham alayhi rahma, "Many of us, we have this complaint as well, that we come, we pray to Allah Almighty. We don't pray 5 times a day, but we complain straight away that we pray to Allah Azza wa Jal. We even come to the ijtima and we pray, and our du'as are not accepted." Someone asked the same question to this wali of the time, Hazrat Ibrahim bin Adham alayhi rahma. "Why does Allah Almighty not accept our du'a when He Himself has said, 'وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمْ اُدْعُونِي أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ'? And your Lord said, 'Pray to me, I shall acknowledge your call.'" Hazrat Ibrahim bin Adham alayhi rahma replied, "You know Allah Almighty, but you don't worship Him. You know His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam and the Holy Quran, but you do not obey. You eat His bounties, but you are not grateful. You do not make preparations to acquire paradise, nor to abstain from hellfire. You know Satan is your enemy, but you do not hate him. You know death is coming, but you are not concerned. You bury your parents and relatives in their graves, but you derive no lesson. You know that you have defects. Yourself, you are full of defects, yet you search for the faults of others. How then can your dua be accepted?" He said, "The people of the world pursue peace and comfort on earth, but fail to find these." Once somebody presented 10,000 dirham to Hazrat Ibrahim bin Adham alayhi rahma. Refusing it, he said, "Do you wish me to accept this money and have my name struck off the roll of fuqara? Never shall I do so." Once Hazrat Ibrahim bin Adham alayhi rahma saw an intoxicated man lying unconscious in the road. His mouth was frothing. Hazrat Ibrahim bin Adham alayhi rahma washed his mouth and commented, "This tongue should engage in the zikr of Allah Almighty. Alas, what calamity has befallen it?" When the man came to his senses, people told him what had happened. He was greatly ashamed of himself and he repented and promised never again to consume liquor. After this incident, Hazrat Ibrahim bin Adham alayhi rahma heard in a dream someone saying, "You have purified his tongue for my sake, I have purified his heart for your sake." Somebody else wanted to know at what time people could come to Hazrat Ibrahim bin Adham alayhi rahma to listen to his talks. He said, "I myself am engrossed in 4 activities. When I have completed them, you may come. In eternity, when Allah Almighty took the pledge from all, He divided mankind into 2 groups, one for heaven and one for hell. At all times, I am occupied with this worry because I do not know to which group I belong. When the baby is formed in its mother's womb, an angel asks Allah Almighty, 'Should I record him fortunate or unfortunate?' My constant worry is, have I been recorded fortunate or unfortunate? When the soul of a human is taken,